This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has promised to build a strong and inclusive country as the charismatic but polarizing leader swept back to power in the world's largest democracy with an even bigger mandate than 5 years ago. The Prime Minister tweeted, "Thank you, India. The faith placed in our alliance is humbling and gives us strength to work even harder to fulfill people's aspirations." His Hindu nationalist BJP party is on course to win about 300 seats in parliament, according to the vote count so far. That puts the BJP well past the halfway mark and would make it the first political party in 35 years to secure a majority, that is, twice in a row. Along with its coalition partners, the BJP will have a commanding majority in parliament, which has 543 seats. Dutch and British voters were the first to vote in elections for the European Parliament, and exit polls indicate the Labour Party of European Commissioner Frans Timmermans has won a surprise victory in the Netherlands. The leading Social Democrat candidate to head the EU Commission, Timmermans propelled his party to an upset win, taking more than 18% of the votes. In Dutch voting, Prime Minister Mark Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy took second place at 14%, according to an Ipsos exit poll. The Forum for Democracy Party of 36-year-old nationalist Terry Boutet, which has been topping the polls alongside Rutte, came in third at 11%. The outcome will reassure established parties that are fearing a surge among far-right and Eurosceptic challengers. The polls in Britain remain open for another hour. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.